From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, April 14th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Register Star that Hudson Housing Authority board members said on Wednesday, April the 12th, more than half of Hudson's Bliss Tower residents could face eviction because of outstanding rent and apartment fees. Newly appointed Hudson Housing Authority Executive Director Anthony Lillette said that as of Thursday, residents owed nearly $43,000, approximately 8% of the building's total annual rent. Of the building's 129 units, 74 of those households are in arrears, Lillette said. The new executive director's goal is to improve the rate of rent collection. He said, and I quote, "The goal is not to evict people, it is to keep people here and help them get caught up," end quote. Rent is typically 30% of the tenant's adjusted gross income, and current tenants are paying anywhere from $50 to $1,196 per month. However, some Bliss tenants pay no rent. The Hudson Housing Authority board last month approved the hiring of an attorney specializing in evictions. Lillette is working with that attorney to review leases and determine how to move forward. "The reason some Bliss residents pay no rent is not known," Lillette said. He said, and I quote, "My perception is there may have been lackadaisical lease enforcement, which is why I want to take a look at the lease," end quote. Bliss Towers is a housing and urban development funded low-income apartment building located on 2nd Street in Hudson. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Amanda Purcell is reporting in Columbia Green Media that the Catskill Board of Education has named Ronnell Cook as its next superintendent effective July the 1st. Cook is currently serving as deputy superintendent in the Poughkeepsie City School District. Cook's 22-year career began as a classroom teacher in Poughkeepsie. He went on to serve as an assistant superintendent for human resources, director of personnel, and principal in that district. Cook holds a doctorate in educational leadership, administration, and policy from Fordham University and a certificate of advanced study, a master's degree in educational technology, and a bachelor's degree in English from SUNY New Plants. Cook said his first order of business will be to improve student performance in Catskill. He said, and I quote, "I was attracted to Catskill because it is a tight-knit school of about 1,500 students, its diversity, and the challenge to help improve its schools and the district's status," end quote. Cook will replace Anne Marie Barkham, who has served as interim superintendent since 2015. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that asbestos has been discovered in the building slated to house Lumberyard Contemporary Performing Arts in Catskill, and the fundraising campaign to help with the removal effort is now underway. The silicate materials were identified on the building facade and the roof in March, approximately 18 months after the former American Dance Institute purchased the former Dunn Builders Supply Building on Water Street for $1.2 million in 2015. When inspected prior to purchase, the structure was deemed asbestos-free, Lumberyard executive and artistic director Adrian Willis said, but then the material was found by a construction company. "The company suggested the building be retested," Willis said. "It is not known why the first test came back negative," she said. She said, and I quote, "We're still trying to get to the bottom of it," end quote. The Lumberyard launched a fundraising campaign on Thursday, April 13th, to raise $250,000 to support the asbestos abatement effort. In the meantime, the Lumberyard is continuing toward its goal to open the building by summer of 2019, but performance and schedule for 2017 will be outdoors at various venues in Greene and Columbia counties, away from the Water Street building. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Albany Times-Union that a month after investigators with the State Attorney General's office seized the Rensselaer County District Attorney's cell phone, they have now taken his email records. Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel E. Ablove is being investigated for his handling of a fatal police shooting last year. Joe W. Bailey, Ablove's attorney, said, and I quote, "We do not know anything about a search warrant, and we are confident that there is nothing in his emails which would support allegations of inappropriate, let alone criminal activity. We are confident that a neutral and impartial judge would tailor a very specific warrant targeting very specific emails," end quote. Ablove did not call two witnesses to a grand jury that would have testified that they did not believe the Troy police officer was in imminent danger when he opened fire and killed Edson Thebenin. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Casey Seeler is reporting in Capital Confidential that a New York court upheld the ban on hydrofracking in the state April 13th. The State Appellate Division's Third Department upheld a lower court ruling denying a request to annul the de facto ban on hydrofracking. The appellate court agreed with the lower court that the plaintiff lacked standing to bring the suit. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that a Woodstock town council person brought a BB gun to a town meeting April the 11th. J. Wink said, and I quote, "There are several complaints because bringing a weapon onto town property is a big no-no. I did that unknowingly, but that doesn't count, and I apologize to the town of Woodstock and everybody here for having done that," end quote. In 2015, Wink also brought a BB gun to Adams Faircare Farm store in the town of Ulster. Then he was protesting Ulster County Sheriff Paul Van Blarkum's call for county residents to carry weapons. Now he was going to demonstrate how easily safety locks can be used on firearms. Councilwoman Kathy Margarelli said, and I quote, "I thought that was a really poor choice," end quote. "Especially because," she said to him, and I quote, "I sit next to you," end quote. Locally, you can always tell if it's spring if the local drive-in movie theater is open. This weekend, the Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie reopens with 8 movies on 4 screens. The double features now playing include Fate of the Furious and Get Out, Beauty and the Beast and Rogue One, Kong Skull Island and Logan, and Boss Baby and Lego Batman Movie. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 62 degrees. Friday night it will be mostly clear with a low around 35. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 52 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 52. And on Sunday, a slight chance of showers before 7 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m., then a slight chance of showers between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 49. Sunrise today was at 6:14 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:36 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 14th day of April 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.